As we wrap tonight and as we gather with some thoughts, I just wanted to read to you from Luke 2, because it's important that we root this time in the timeless truth that we celebrate as God's people, that Jesus, God's Son, came to earth and became human so that we could be saved into a right relationship with God, our Maker. It's been said that Christmas began in silence. I mean, just think of it. Jesus actually endured 9 months in Mary's womb, waiting in silence. Think of the Jewish people. For 400 years, they hadn't heard much from God, and they had already been through so much in those 400 years. And so like them, we find ourselves needing something to break the silence. And so as I read this account from Luke 2, think through that. Think about what's going on at this time, and then all of a sudden, the silence is broken. I've grabbed a different translation of this because sometimes hearing things in a different translation like helps us connect. So Luke 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So we have silence ending, and we have all this light coming and illuminating everything. So we wrap up our time this evening, and we just wrap up our, we're getting ready to light some candles. And I read a prayer for a moment like this just this morning. This is a prayer for lighting a candle. "Jesus, you said that we, your followers, are the light of the world. May this flickering candle remind me not to hide, but to live out the life that you've lit in me through your Holy Spirit. May this flame also remind me of your presence here, for this world is dark without you." Or maybe if you're in the high church tradition, the Book of Common Prayer today had a collect. So that's a prayer for Christmas Eve. And it says, "Oh God, you've caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of the light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. Amen." So we come tonight to celebrate the light that came to illuminate us, and the light came and illuminated us with a loud illumination. It's shone into our dark world. It's shone into our world where there was silence, and it's shone with a loud voice. Like 2 Corinthians 4 says, "The God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to produce the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus, the Messiah." And so tonight, as we light some candles, We want to be praising God for the shining the light of Jesus into our hearts. And if you don't know him, we'd love for you to trust in him tonight, to believe in him. So a prayer you might pray, this prayer is not magical. It doesn't get you into heaven, but it reflects the heart that we're after in just believing and trusting in him. A prayer you might pray is something like, "Dear God, I've had many dark days in my life, and I know now that I need your light in my life. I need your light to heal me, to guide me, to comfort me, and to warm me. I confess that I've sinned against you, and I ask for your forgiveness. As much as I know how, Jesus Christ, I open my life to the light of your love. I want to accept you as God's Christmas gift to me. I want to learn to follow you and trust you. And I humbly ask you to accept me into your family by grace, not because I deserve it, but because I put my faith in your love and your light. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen." So we're going to light candles together, and we're going to do this looking to Jesus, the light of the world. And Andrew's going to lead us as we sing Silent Night. So just make sure you're spreading the light. So we have 3 verses to get this done. Not that you want to move so fast that your light extinguishes, but we do just kind of want to spread the light around the room. And just, I would encourage you in a moment like this. I know a lot of times we're singing and we're looking kind of upstage. Look around the room and see how the light just illumines this room. And think about what Christ has done in coming and illuminating this world that is so dark and so just silent. He's come with a bright, resplendent glory that causes us to marvel at him. So let's stand together and we'll light some candles and give praise to him.